The Taz, we did Chavalev. The Taz is Mahalach over here that he learns the case of the Bechaber is giving you three Madregas. There's the Chalak Dovik, the Chatech which the Chalak is Dovik to it, then the Chatech which was Nimlach Yachad, and then we get involved in the cases of Sofik. So he said in Chafalev that it touched every one of them, and not any one of them had samach. So we look at each one independently; they're not mitzarf together. So why don't we argue that the chelav is mafafeya and actually mitzarf misadat? So he said chelav is not mafafeya. So if any of gam came kula, the hainu the mebira lenogar a chelav rak becham mehen oz a cheres mutaris. So if I'm telling you that any chelav mafafeya mechatecha lechatecha is din varai, so A, none of the you cannot combine all the chatechas together to be tima vatal, and B, only the one which touches is us, so the other ones are not us. When he told me Shulchan Aruch, shepsaka b'soysim zeh. So it's a stira, because this is machlokes rishonim, where the davar balua, which is Shomein, does it go out to the next piece? So you have X as the Yisr, you have A that the Bliya went into, and now does it go to B? So the Rashba says the Dabar Shomein goes into Ketika A, it goes to B. Maram says no, it doesn't. So before the Mechaber Paskins by Tzli, he said if it goes into A, it goes to B for Dabar Shomein. Here he's passing, it stays in A, it doesn't go to B. So it's a stira. So tell me, well, that's Sli and this is Malitha. That's not a good idea, because the Rashi says that both by Sli and Malitha, it goes from A to B. And the Marama says, for both by Sli and Malitha, it doesn't go from A to B. So to be Mechal between A and B, that between Sli and Malitha, the Taz doesn't want to do. So the Kurtz is theory. Why? Shalei al-basiv zayin posik din bolim in ad-dvor mamafafim betivah. Kikon shuman. So if X was something which is shomein, and it goes into A, oseres chaver to af b'loi roitav, it goes to B, v'udas arash v'shehev yatur. Kikon posik shablias achelev, eno yotzis b'loi roitav, v'udas maram b'mordechai, pergir anosha, v'eses b'viyah. So the Torah brings the Rashba, the Meshaza brings the Maram, but both do not differentiate between Sli and Malicha. So what are you doing in Sif Zayin, passing like the Rashba in the Torah, and in Sif Tes passing like the Maram and the Mordechai and the Meshaza? Ve'enlam the Kan Mar Bechelav Kachush. So the Mechaber in Siftes also spoke out. The Mechaber Lishitosa spoke out. That's only by Chelev, which is Shomei, the Chelev, which is Kochush. Itaka doesn't go from A to B. So that's very good. They can't be. Why? The Mordechai Kosa Beferish didn't say, Allah Chelev, Shalakaris. Shuikra Chelev. So the assumption is that Chelev usually is, we would assume it's Shomei. If you're talking assuming that the chelav kachish doesn't go out, we don't it like a dover shomein, so you don't need samach either. Mikra did. You need kenetila according to the mechaber, and we're going in the mechaber. So the answer, Elamai, clearly the Maram is arguing on the Rashba. I'm good. Okay. I mean, strong lush in the Taz, even Lohirgish, I mean, it's clearly Machloikis. Gamma Lavush, Kosim, Kamba Shachonar, Khan, Hutumuamoid, and Lavush. In quotes, exact same. All says the exact same stira. Vain learner delayo mari lingin sleeve. So give me the terrorist difference between sleeve and malicha. Thomas Kidd and Gemara Malia can say to sleep. As comes with Yosef, Meshulchan Aruch Kehnu to have a kid sleep. So this chiluk, he doesn't like this chiluk. Okay. There are so there are chilukim legabesim malicha. There are, it's, I mean, even the Mechaber itself over here, he introduced the idea of klipa by case of malicha before he said you need nitzila. So he's not saying there can't be any chilukim, but the ma'isa. That's why he's pointed out. But the point of the Taz is the Gemara says that malicha is tirasev. So case of malicha has the same din as resech of tzli. That's a gemara, right? Now, the Rashi himself says, "Preferish that by davar shaman it goes out mechaticha lechaticha by tzli and by malicha." The Maram says, "Preferish by the davar shaman does not go mechaticha lechaticha nor by tzli nor by malicha." So that we should say a chilek in this shaila gufa that there's such a chilek. The Taz is not masking to that. There's a Minchas Koyin, which Taka says an answer. That's the answer of the Minchas Koyin. He says, yeah, that by Tzli, he says, he passes like the Rashba, and by Malicha, he passes like the Maram. And even though Malicha is Kiriseach, in other words, even though Malicha is Kiriseach, the same way we do make other Chalukim, the Gabi Kadei Kripa versus Kadei Nefila. So the Gabi this could also Tzli is mamash, it's mamash hat, and so there's Salakura. I you can add a connection to say because Tzli is hot and this is not hot. That's very dangerous territory. Because that's Kupa the Chiddush of the Gemara. Malicha is Kiriseach, and that's what he's asking. But the Maisa, the issue over here is Pipua, right? When you heat up fatty things, they melt. And they become more fluid and they become easier to move. So the Michas Koyan's word is that the Gabi Tzli, to say it's a famous Chaticha, is more mistaber to say that that's true by case of Malicha, which even though has a din of hot regards to Malia, but that Mila, that the Shemunis is more fluid, you don't have. So maybe that's the chiluk. That's what Michael Skarden is saying. But the Maisa, the Taz doesn't like that. Yeah. So he doesn't like to say that. So he leaves it as a kasha. What, according to the tariffs? Yeah. Right. So the Kudus HaKasef and this Taz says, Lakasha Midi, he holds the Kasha and the Kikasha. Lakum Rechayish, the Mahafeya Mechaticha Lechaticha, Blood Reutov, so that we are chayish that it goes mechaticha lichah below reitav. The halachomer, the point over here is that the six ain mitzdarif, all of the pieces are not mitzdarif. They ain achel mafeya bekulam below reitav. The name of itavi kibishul mamish mispashet bekuloi b'shova. The halachiyus anish rikzas mechaticha achas binyan shein ba kadei levat mekal. The point over here is it doesn't have the same level of ispashtus that you have, about it's the same, it works by Tzli and it works by Malicha. That it's a Mefeh Mechaticha Lechaticha. So the Kula we're not going to be mat, like the Taz is saying. We'll come out, we'll get a Kula and we'll say that the next Lechaticha is Mutter. The next Lechaticha is Takos. So in a case where, right, according to what the Shach is saying, X is Shomen and it's Meluach. And A is heter meluach. Let's make the case easier, right? And then this touches B. We'll say the blia because it's a shaman goes from A to B. So what are we saying over here? The point over here is, well, if that's true, so the time goes out into all the pieces that are touched, and the pieces are touching each other itself, and the time is spreading throughout all the pieces. So let all the pieces move together to give me samach for bittul. So that I don't know. I don't know that it moves. It's an equalizer to make it move equally. To say that I can be confident that all the pieces are mutter because they have all of. Maybe it moves more to one place and less to another place. When you have mamash raitav, you have mamash liquid there. It's sitting in liquid. Yes, that's the assumption of halacha that it moves in ispasha through everything equally. So the Shach says this is a whole different point over here. Not like David is saying. So that this taka is unique to raitav versus sli also. You would have the same cheshen legabi tzli as you have legabi melicha. So that's the mile of what he's saying.
Is it clear that the Taz is saying his kula halacha l'maisa, or once he has a stira?
No, he's not saying halacha l'maisa. He's just saying that based on what the mechaber is saying over here, there should be the din. He blibes shrir. He doesn't say it's
there. So then halacha l'maisa, there's no difference in the shach and the Taz.
That I'm not sure because according to the Shach, that I would if this same scenario he would hold his osur. Also, all the chesikas would be osur if they don't have each one has samach on its own. Even though nobody's arguing, we're passing halacha l'maaseh like the Rashba that there's pipua, but not lakula that you should be mat to all the chesikas based on that. I don't know, and the Taz is not a record what he says in that case. Right? That we should argue that we're accepting the chumra over there. We should also accept the kula. That if all the pieces together have samach, you assume it's fafeya. Now, what's the answer to my kash? I don't know. But the Taz is not necessarily going to transport the chumra over here back to sleep. The shach definitely would.
And the Taz says not to be mechalik between sli and melicha.
The Taz is saying, according to the Rashba, this did wouldn't be true by melicha or by sli. According to Maram, that did wouldn't be true because either one. So I don't know, but the Vayla Machaber is on record as saying the din of the Rashba over there by sli and the din of the Maram over here by melicha. He doesn't take the din of the Maram and put it by Tzli and vice versa. So I'm not sure the Taz what he would pass in that case. And it's hard to, like any Yudeya is a hard psak. It's like I tell you that you know the Orcha Shulchan says, I'm being misalik myself from the Shaila, you know. That's what the Taz is doing. He's being misalik, he's not paskening. It's in Hedon, that's not called a day, that's called nothing. Right, okay. Let's do one more Taz, and then let's go back in the shocks on the Makar, and then we'll go to the Ramor. The Taz and the Shach on the Ramor. So in a case where it only touched one of them, so I just don't know which one. So then there's a din of chad b'shei batel, so it will become batel, even if the chatecha is really skabit. It's a chatecha really skabit. So like you said, but that's a din before. Tam shachelav shebehen chaf gimel, who iser belua, benamer iser belua chatecha really skabit. That's a fair din over there in kuvalif. Chatecha really skabit. If the chatecha itself is the iser in it, and it's a chatecha chatecha, it's not batel. The chatecha itself is not the iser. It's the bli and the chatecha which is the iser. So that you don't say it's not batel. Even yol chanan, by shari sirim. But the ma'aser you don't say chatecha with the chumra drabanan. Chumra is gabbis drabanan. That chumra they only gave when it's the iser itself. Basar b'chol of you say it because the basar is part of the Yisr b'etzer. Okay, Zok Tashach. Okay, Chavov. Lech Shena Nechom Achaz. Moch Karanis Barbas Shir Meli Chosu B'Sim Sari Aleph Sifet. So what that means is that the Kain, the Melich, you do for the purpose of kashering your meat to be able to cook it do bishul to it. It's called malicha l'kederu. And the Ramah said, we're machmer malicha for the purpose of tzli. Also, we give it a din of, we're, it has a din of malicha, of kiraseach, l'chumra. Okay. Now, so the Mechaber gave us three shitas, three dinim. So he said that we give Maliach dinim Raseach Ashes Kadei Klipa. Then we said there's a madrega of the pshuta of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulman Agir, the Knaknis, and the Krumis. Then you need the Tilo. Chela Mamish, you need Shisha. Three madregas. So you need Natilas Makam. Natilas Makam. Awein Sarach Sam. Kain Pasim Batar Schadis, Seif Kalam Zayin, Rabba Gav the Kaimalon, the Philip Batsir, Philip Kochish, Mamish, Lashar Basam, because we're Machmer that Kochish may be a Shamain. So what's going on over here? Why do you say it's Mefafeh Bakulai? And you would need samach and the whole thing. That's lashon of the Zog tishach miu hanalikar din yinikar din. Avalachas shemina kasev rab simin samadal sifchof. The makom shein hefset ksas yesh lahasik samach. So the ma'isa we are machmer. You need samach and shum l'shogid. Even to the rabbanon, it's not a hefsid. We were machmer on that. You need samach. The ashes because you need samach. What the Shach is saying now? His kasha was mitzad the sugya before in Siv Zion. We don't know what's summon and what's kachush. So you should always everything should be nidan, right? And then he mentions it again over here. It wasn't these kaddish over here, but yeah, because we're not bikiyim, so we were machmer. But he's asking his akasha because the Ramah is presented, like the Ramah in Taras Chatas is saying this din. How does that stem with the Ramah says our minhag is always to be machmer, always to be require shisha. It's on the Mechaber, it's not a kasha. His kasha is not really more on the Taras Chatas. Okay. Okay. Now. Yes. Okay. It's a good question. Okay. It's a good question. Can we? But I'm going to hold it till we get there. Okay. Okay. Chav Ches. If the boss is in now, so we, the Mechaber then went to the next case where, do you say Hetzim Mefatim? We had one din where the Isser itself is Shomein, and then we had a second din where the Isser itself is Kochish, but the item which is going into the Heter was Shomein. Okay? So even both Shimachumai is Shomein. So even my Shuman Agir, which is Kenoiknus, you're going to need some. Zok the Shach. Now, before we said that Chumrah, that the Hetzer Mefatim L'Isser, even if the Isser was a Kachash L'Gamri. Here the Machaber is only saying it, like you pointed out when we read the Machaber, in the middle of Madrega, the Shuman I get in the Kenoikness, but not in the first Madrega. And before, by Tzli, we said it even by the first Madrega. Kachin says, "How will the name of Rabu So Yosef feel about Kachin's garment? Can lay up a safe sifhei, but sli." But can't cost the base Yosef. Let's talk how he says in the base Yosef. Vayikra the dinner hisig marshal about goes of the tour. Mavio bach was elishana. The fili yamin and hachi. So zok the marshal. One second. I don't accept this argument, Bechlau, that applies over here, that Hetzer Mefatim L'Isser. The Fili Yamin and Hachi, so remember we Hetzer Mefatim L'Isser was debatable if there's such a thing existed, right? Comes the Marshal and says, even if you're going to accept that din of Hetzer Mefatim L'Isser, Hani Mil Inyan Tzli, Shechar Meish Mefatim Mehai Lahai, V'gam Shneim Chamin Shrei Nitzlu Zeyim Zeh, Amalika loy matzono swara zu. Megamet sli gufa echirishu b'shem mechabal lechilik. Asam peskinim kolmakim sheisr eno yachol leilich lefafeya oz afilim echatichas etu shmeina shori. So nobody else said it. I don't like the whole idea. And even if you would say it, only makes sense to say it by sli. It doesn't make sense to say it by malika.
Is the
shlira?
Is the
shlira?
Like the
ball. I'm the ball. Here by Malika, the hefty dafka the isser shomein. Okay. Fine. So zok the. So my first question was: if you're saying it already, say it by Kochush Legamri. So I'm not pushing it to the Shach because that's it's debatable even by the middle of a dragon you should say such a thing. So it's a kasha, but mitzara din I'm not pushing it. Mikol Malkam Nira, the after the Tumah Shulchan Aruch lo Amru Ella b'shneim Maluchim, avlo kishahaya ha'isim Maluach v'hetu Tafel ki mishu Tafel ein b'kerach l'fatim ha'isur. So that idea that you're going to say that the hetzer is mafatim to the isur only makes sense when the hetzer betzim has its own heat. So if it's meluach, it has its own heat. So even though we're going to see that when the case when the isur is meluach and the hetzer is tafel, the isur will be mavliya into the hetzer, but that the hetzer should then turn around and be mafatim, the isur only makes sense if the hetzer is hot. Right? So zevite. So I mean, he's not answering his question. He's not. He's leaving the question hanging, right? So but he's just pointing. I'm sure what the lotion of the mikomakim, what the lotion of mikomakim means. He's just clarifying that it's only mistaber that he meant in that scenario. Okay. Now, we discussed then what's the lumness of how Hetzer Mefatim L'Isser works. Does it work that the Isser goes into the Hetzer? The Hetzer is Shomei. Samela, it has a Bli in it, which is Shomei. So it takes that belief that it received within itself, and it's meshuman, and it's meshamein, that is what it receives. Or the pshat is that the heter, the same way the isser is putting belias into the heter is putting belias into the isser. Now normally, it's irrelevant the belias that the heter is putting into the isser, because who cares? But since the heter is shomein, the isser is kalkish, the heter is putting its samnunis into the isser. So it's a two-way street. So the heter is being mefateh the iser. It's taking the chetichah of the iser, making it mefuto. So now the iser has some nunas in it. So it's an iser, which is meshuman. It's mefateh. Listen, most Rishonim do not hold this concept, but the Rishonim hold this concept, hold it, that this kayak of being maflit into something else includes, in the way that's where the Shach was mazal over there, right? Includes with the koyach to add a element of shamlunis to the iser, the same way it's mavliya tam, it's mavliya shamlunis. So I'm not sure whether you say shamlunis is be'en versus tam.
The first thought is that some iser goes into the heter and then it spreads throughout the heter.
Because the iser which went into the heter, now it's sitting in a place which is mishuma.
Okay, but it only went in kedin tilos. The volume of iser should only be kedin tilos.
Right, correct. I'm saying so. There was the Shach pointed out that it's not the pshat, right? Even though there's one place there's masha that was the pshat, right? But Shach, the Afka Shresha, that's not the pshat. So then it's obvious that in the case where the heter is tofel, it's impossible to have this whole conversation. It's only when the heter has the koyach to be a maflin into the iser that's right, such a mesias. Number one. It would seem to me that the Makaber and the Tur, if you learn it's the first way, the other way, not like we're learning, so then it says, this Svora that I take the Isser and I heat it up, I receive some of this and I push to change the Isser that I receive. So it was said in a makom of heat, not in a makom of belief. If the lomnus is that the heter is mafling something into the iser, and the iser does with it whatever it wants, so the basic yeshiva Torah say, well, I can do that through malicha also, because all the malicha has to do is take the shamlunus and put it into the iser. So why can't it do that? Where do I see that koyach is limited to chamimus? So I'm not answering the question. I'm just pointing out lachara. I think it's mamayit at the time. The problem a little bit. Okay, fine. Show you a chelav davik. Oh, Shimon Chetzla, Ein Shubis, Rav Shlomo HaKohen. Yeah, I think so. Okay. So the Shach points out right away that the Lashon Mechaber, the Chetichah, which is the Chelab is Dovik, but Lav Dafka, it just means Munach Etzla. Okay. Lamed. Lin Yishara Chetichah is Atzef Asif. Okay. This is a quote from the Mordechai, this whole piece. So I'm not getting involved in the question, Mordechai versus the Rashba. So I have a more basic problem. In the Mordechai itself, this din that the Mordechai is saying, Lo yodati maishto reisha maishto seifa. So he gave me a scenario of where it touched all of them. And then in a case, and you're doing naga bekulam. Okay, so in the first case, you're telling me that the lacha is if there's not each one doesn't have shishim, they're asur. If it's not yadua, they're all asur. If it's yadua, you say kavachei bot. The bereisha kshenaga bekulon, chen kshen yadua im yot naga bekulon. Zok the shach akar nami lo neser ela echel mihen. Really, only one became us. This is a very painful shach. Extremely painful shach. Okay? So, I was like, I'm reading the shach, and it's very painful. And at least the Baruch Hashem, I found the Chazanish also finds the shach very painful. So, I don't feel so bad. The Chazanish and Iron, you know. I'm a good company. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Now, Dubi's giving me this strange look, like, what? Well, it makes so much sense. It's Muhammad's poshut. Okay, let's see. So I'm just putting the hakdama over here. I'm teaching the shach as written, and then we'll talk about what the challenge is, and we'll talk about maybe explain it. Okay. So, al derech moshul. Kegoyin shahoya kan yud chetichus. Abyesh b'chol echem nehen nun betisha neged the chelet. So each one has 59 connected to the chayim. The tamer she'echad mehen neser, and she nivav chayim, ve'im asamach levatli. And kain shuv ein hashar nisor. Right. So iser is not this bottomless pit, which you can just pour out as much as you want. There's a limited amount of iser. So it goes to the first piece and says, first piece, hey, I'm here to ask you because you don't have shishim connecting me. So it puts X amount into the first piece. Well, that X amount is used up. It's not available for the second piece. So now when it comes to the second piece, it's a smaller piece. And there's enough in the second piece. There's connected that amount, there's samach in the second piece. And the third piece and the fourth piece, etc. Okay? And now once only one is osir, so we have it then, like the Mechaber said at the end, once only one of the pieces is osir, it's baltim arayv. And that's how what the Ben Nasanel says. Okay. So I got a problem. This whole doesn't make any sense. So we discussed before that that Tom is magical. You have to use it because it's a fair shadin. In Tzadiches, Ticha falls into a pot, and it answers the pot. You take it out, you drop it to the next pot, it answers the next pot, and keep going as much as you want. So we get to reuse it. It's a remor at the end of Tzadiches Siftaut. Issued his bat to b'kdei risur mishom and avlek derecheres. So last about the b'shishim neged kuloi b'chein lo elam. But if he falls into the first pot twice, then you don't need shishim. Right? We spoke about this before in Sadidel. Now, so you're going to tell me, yeah, the shach has a teres because the machat, right? The problem is it's a gemor, and the shachar can't argue on the gemor, right? So, how do you understand that then? So, I mean, the shach's got a kakasha. So,
more is by Issa.
More is by Yisr. So the Chazanish. Near the Bamas and Kirk with Kazai Sechel Lesser Base Kaderis. Vil Hoyak Fela. Hoyamatu Echel Mehen. Right? Well, let's taste and see. It's not a limitless amount of time. Clearly, it's a finite amount of time. Let's see. Ela inu yoidim ezim mihen yesh b'tam. Takshneim asurim. So the Rishonim say, you know, this din of samach is a limit, except for, you know, you have the tavlin, which is not baltal basamach, right? Right? We don't differentiate between, there's certain things that are very flavorful and certain things that are not so flavorful. So why do you need samach over there? Because our command, because samach is the limit. You're guaranteed by samach to be okay. We're, knowing the fact that a kfeilah might tell you that over here, it's only three times, it's still one. Because it's taken up so flavorful. But the maisa, the halacha is convey that you need samach, that's a din. So what's enough good to mean? So in the second part, so I come to the first part and say, well, it fell to the first part and it dropped a little bit. So it's not as flavorful as before. And that's why is it better than something which wasn't so flavorful to start with, that doesn't need samach for the next part. Of course you need samach for the next part. Right? Like all of Kedera Shni and Midabra Shadow Matim Shikoba Chom Samach. Okay? I feel over the Kedera's Harbe. The Yeshua, but the Ruben ain't behem Tam. The Vatachabit Shem. Come welcome, cool and a stress me abundant. Call Kachish Oisrat Samach. Because they've been not. Right. Now, but if it goes back to the first part, they didn't make such a tekan. Now the Shach says the reason is because, like we're going to see, because of the blia becomes nevela, and it's chayil of a pilot. He says, I got a problem. En blua yoytzim mechaticha lechaticha b'la roitav. So that's a nice idea the Shach is saying. It doesn't work because whatever went in and became nasa nevela of the blia which came in is nevela and became it doesn't go to the next piece. So that extra part that absorbed doesn't help you, right? That's the Shach's terror. The Shach's terror says while it's going out. And actually, in the first chaticha, it's absorbing from that chaticha, and that's becoming the veil. So now when it comes to the next one, you still have samach. No, you don't, because that part doesn't come out. So you didn't solve your problem, Shach. Right, so he says, I don't know much to do what the Shach is talking about. Okay, I was very happy. I'm not crazy. Okay. But the Shach assumes that the chara, it's not a limitless amount of time, it's a limited amount of time. And once you use it once, it's done. Okay, so how in the world does this work? So now, only one is Osir, and Shri Balta Barayv. I, the Maram, says, not like the Ran on the Sanal. So then that's not Shakasha. Why? Mi Amaram Gufei Lakashimidi. After the Hino time, I'll tell you the Pshat in the Maram. The Shekinoga Be'echemehem Lo Yudin and Kamen Nofik Minei Vinesra Chatichas. So I don't know how much came out, so I say maybe enough came out, and Tagas of the first piece. So it asked the first piece. But Shuv Chazer, that Chaylev Ubalim in a Chaticha the Heter. Well, while the Chaylev is putting Tom into the Heter is putting liquid Tom, whatever it is, into the Chaylev. Okay, so the Chaylev ends up being as full as it was before, partly from its own stuff, and partly from what it was Belay from the Heter. But there's been a Chaticha Nasas the Chaylev. As much as Belay, that becomes Chaylev. So the because you hold chatichah nasas nevela by shari surah, you keep filling up the piece of chaylev every single time. It keeps refilling. Okay. So now v'nasu gama heter iser the ozel tamei the sirle b'choli surim chanam v'kei kishenaga b'kulon. So this happens every single time. The ma'ase I started out with 60, whatever the level, we'll divide 60 pieces. Over here, I started with 10 pieces, right? So it goes in the first one, there's 10 of them, it goes in the first one, it's enough to ask. That's it right now, it's not enough to ask anything else. But no problem, it refills with the heter comes in, and now it's a full 10 pieces, not only 9 pieces, because that piece becomes the chana. Now it's full 10, it goes to the next piece, and the story goes over again and again and again. So that's everything. So, Maram, I'm good, because Maram holds Chanam Eshar Yisrim. That's my answer. Question Kosser, Mr. Hetu, Kal Chavdal, Dimbeis, Gabi Chelev, should the novel base there is Echazesh, it's Sarah, Kolecha, Mehen Samech, Levat, the Kol Chelev, Mehai Taima. Now, the Chazis points out, if you look at this, he never says to the Chanan. He said, Mehai Taima, because of Chanan. I mean, he's quoting us that the Hetu says, because of the reason of Chanan, well, there's no such. So we have to never say that statement. He says it's also, he doesn't say why. But Rishon did it, that it's, we actually do. Okay. So Zark Tashach, so I'll take it a step weiter. So then it's very easy to say there's no machlokes over here. Because that svara that it goes from the heter into the iser is only assuming the heter is also malua. So it's hot. It's putting time into the iser while this is putting time into it. But let's say the heter was tofel. So it's a one-way street. So the iser is putting time into the heter and the heter is staying put. So the iser is getting depleted. So then I can say the Maram and the Ren and the Sun are not arguing. The Maram is on the case where both of them are hot, both are maluach. So it's a two-way street in the flavors. So there's heter going back into the iser and becoming chana. The Ren and the Sun is on the case where it was tofil. So there's iser putting into the heter, and the heter is not doing anything to the iser. The iser is taka depleted. So it goes to the next piece. It's taka that doesn't answer. If he's there, so the Maram and Ren and the Sun are lepligi. The Alba gav the mash from the head of the Maram shom. Near the marik shigama chatichas maluchas. Those are chatichas mafleitin gamkein. So it's a two-way street. So the chatichas of heter are putting time into the yisur. Mafleim echelev. Rabbi Nosan and Mary with chatichas maluchas. Can a caramel mechol dupti the dafke meliach maflet avoloyat tofel. To look how much it costs Beis Yosef to plead. Yisamela, that which Beis Yosef is saying that the Maram and the Ren and the Sun are arguing is not true, because they're talking about two cases. So that's very good in understanding the Maram. Zok the Shach, that's all nice if you hold Chanan Beishar Yisurim. But the Shulchan Aruch does not hold Chanan Beishar Yisurim. I will makar b'desilei lor minu Chanan Beishar Yisurim kash v'tzorchi. So, Lachara, what should happen according to the Shach? Is that the Shach? What should happen is, according to the Mechaber, is that one piece of Taka should answer. We don't know which one, because we don't know which one really was put its full intensity. Because we're saying we don't. It's not Mavliya Bishav into all of them. So, but one of them, it really did its thing and answered it. Now the other one's a Mutter. Now there's a bit of Barayv. Chabashay Boto. So that's the Shach's kasha. The Nakuza Kesef, sorry, the Prima Gadol, the Sifzei Das, brings a teretz. Not like the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that the whole edifice that the Shach has built on, he disagrees with. The whole assumption that the Shach is talking about, the Chazanish says he disagrees with that. Right? Now, well, let's restate that. In the world where we rely on kefela, you had a kefela available, so the takan then will be true. I can take a kefela over here, but there will be no bit to arrive. Say, Mr. Kefela, please taste these 10 pieces. Tell me which one is off. And you tell me which one is off. In other words, there's no bit to arrive. You're Mavara, which one is which? Right? So. There's never a scenario bittul, but the yisoy that it's shy, the one is us and the other one's a mutter, we agree with. But nobody's arguing on that. But once if you don't have a kfeila, Chazal said there's a dinner shishim. Now dinner shishim, the more it learns out, I think you saw the gemara, right? The more learns from a pasuk. So we shouldn't say it's an asmach to ba'alma. The Chazal or Meshayer with their idea that samit is enough to create a body bittul. Now, so then, like, you know, if they meant it's always samech and not less and not more, so the kefela is totally wasting your time. So obviously, the Chazal, who the Gemara says there's a concept of kefela, Chazal are recognizing that it's not always the same. But they still say you always need samech. And I'm not allowed to say, you know, I think this is a pretty not so, now, you know, this not so flavorful was made by my friend over here in the dorm, you know, they have nothing with the cookie. It tastes horrible. Has no real flavor to it. You know, it's like it's bland. So over here you don't need cheese. You're not the curves, you say that. You know, no such dish. I mean, that's a major statement. But, cooking in the dorm might be making up. Okay, but that's going to connect to Chodesh Chomim and Shabbos. Okay, right. So. Who says Mutter on Shabbos? Yeah, we'll see. But the Chazon Ish says he's got a very good point.
What did they were mikvah that there's a din that we, when we, whenever we're not using kvela, for whatever reason, we always assume some of, means
knowing that it's very possible that taka is not enough to make give it a flavor, but we don't care. So you well, in the scenario where it happened twice, mehekel teisa yomor mekel. Well, that much you see from the Maram, when saying the case is that the pieces aren't mitzarf together enough to be mavat. Means theoretically the pieces are significant enough, they're not small pieces, that together they mitzarf together and they're mavat. And we're saying it's even with three pieces. The Shach gives the Moshe with 10 pieces, but theoretically the question would be my 3. So there's clearly a significant amount in these pieces. So you would need a significant amount of time to go in to Asari. Right? So I mean, you could work out do your math and work out the scenario how large the pieces could be or how small the pieces could be that you could say the dinner machaber makes sense. But we're not differentiating. The Shach, I mean, the pre-Chodesh Taka tries to approach it. He brings the Prima Gadol brings the teretz to the Shach's Kash. The last piece of the Shach really is a different point. These are a conversation. So in the Sifrei Das, in Lamed, it's a long piece. So in the paragraph Amal Nin Dino Nir Kashach, so in that three lines in, he brings that Shir Kadesh Gadol Bagos Beis Yosef as an Tiris. So it says this, there's a yesod by bittel, you have to clear heter and iser. It sits over here. I don't know exactly which are the ones which are heter that's lacking in the din of bittel. Now, one second. So, I mean, every case of Teruvus, you don't know. Right? The point is, she says, it's a Deichik. Over here, the case over there was, which you have pieces, which each one of them was a suffix, maybe it was never mutter. But you're not sure which one, but you know you have enough of them which are heter, and you know some of them are tishu, you're not sure which one is which. So each one never was a clear heter. And that we have such a yisoy. Over here, they were all mutter the chachila. They had a cheskes heter. You get back involved in that, right? Whether you get a cheskes, you know, is a bliya called a cheskes heter? The Taz called that a cheskes heter, right? So, and he gives a few examples over there. He himself says it's a doichik, but there is such a yisoy, which exists in the column of Bittel, that you need some level of clear heter to create Bittel. So that's his approach. Again, the Chazon Ish argues on the whole edifice of the Shach. The whole edifice of the Shach he finds difficult to understand. So what the Shach is really saying, I just want to flip it around, that din over there in Sadi Ches, if the Gemara says, and fell to multiple chederas, each one is also, we will not be true for the Makkah. There's no Kana. So he says this, now, the Makkah doesn't say like it. Right? We have to answer the Makkah. So the Shach Ches is approaching it from the angle of a Kana tray.
doesn't work. See, they're answering on a very limited answer to this specific question.
But I'm asking a more general question. Where does the Makabra stand on that din?
Right? That din is still going to be shver. No, come in the Makabra argues. And that's quite a finish. The Makabra would argue in the case of Mimato, the second Kedera.
Right? You wouldn't need Shishim in the second pot, because you assume a certain amount came out. Right? Well, that the Makabra argues in that din. And that's what the Chazini says. I mean, that the second pot is not any worse than something which wasn't so flavorful to start with. That logic tells you you don't really need 60 times to be mevatel, but you still need 60 times to be mevatel. So why should it be any worse? So it's a very shvir shach.